Today's episode of Locked On Yankees is brought to you by RockAuto.com. Because if you have a car, you should go to RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. See all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
You are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm your host. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at Stace Gots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. I'm going to do things a little differently today. I will not be recapping last night's game because we sat through it once and that was enough. What I will be discussing are the reasons why the Yankees are down 2-1 in this series and facing elimination tonight with Jordan Montgomery on the mound. As you can tell from the sarcastic tone in my voice, I am not happy about this. So let's get to it. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Yankees. So why are we here? Why are we at the point where the Yankees are facing elimination in their best of five series? I'll tell you why. Game two. Their cutesy, thought-they-were-being-clever idea of starting Davey Garcia, then going to J-Hap in inning number two. This is why they're down 2-1 in the series. There was no reason for them to do that. They should have just started Masahiro Tanaka in game two and maybe pulled this cutesy crap in game three. But then again, who knows? Tanaka could have crapped the bed on Tuesday night as well, but at least then you go with your better pitcher for game two. You go with the guy who's experienced in the playoffs. You go with the guy who has a good record in the playoffs. And if he throws an iffy game, oh well, stuff happens. But this bullcrap plan that they had to try and be cute and be like the Rays in game two and actually have a starter and then put your actual kind of sort of starter in the second inning. And that's another thing. The Yankees know that J-Hap is a weirdo. And that is not me being derogatory. I'm a weirdo also. I get it. If you throw off my routine or if you do something to make me uncomfortable, it'll make things really bad for me. And he has told the Yankees, he has expressed this before, that he doesn't like things to not be routine. Putting him in the second inning is not a normal routine for a starter. And yes, it was a clean inning. And yes, you would think it would be okay for him, but apparently it was not. And they did this anyway. So this is why they're down 2-1. We also had more umpire shenanigans last night. Mark Carlson this time decided to screw Masahiro Tanaka. Oh, and screw Luke Voit and the Yankees. The Yankees should have been up 2-1. Charlie Morton should have walked in a run. He threw balls 4 and 5, but they were called strike 1 and 2. But you know what? This is the second night in a row that the umps have screwed the Yankees, and at some point you need to change your game plan, go up to the plate with a different game plan. If you're a pitcher, Try not to throw it over the plate also. That was another problem for Masahiro Tanaka. Kevin Kiermaier, after the game, after he hit his 3-run home run, said that he knew that Masahiro Tanaka was going to throw a fastball because he always throws him a fastball.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Oh. Think, McFly. Think.
I don't get it. It feels like the Yankees have abandoned any game plan that they had going, like, they played a totally different game on Monday than they played on Tuesday and last night. They look like a different team. I don't get it. What is happening? Are the Rays a good team? Yes, obviously they are. They finished with the best record in the American League. But are the Yankees as bad as they're playing? No! At least the lineup isn't. I mean, I know the pitching staff is thin. People tend to forget that Luis Severino isn't there, James Paxton isn't there, Tommy Kahnle isn't there. Those are big losses. Oh, and I guess Domingo Herman, but let's not talk about him because he hits someone and he's a scumbag. Oh, the other thing from last night. Why on earth would you pinch hit Mike Ford ahead of Clint Frazier? If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I love Clint Frazier. I think he's a great player. And I told you all that if he got a bunch of playing time, he would show you what he can do. And yes, he had a bit of a slump closing out the season, but that happens to everyone. And if you're not going to play him regularly in the playoffs, how is he supposed to get going? I honestly hate the way the Yankees jerk this kid around. If you're not going to make him a star player, trade him to someone else who will, and then get victimized by him when he's on an opposing team and hitting home runs off your pitching staff. So as you can tell from the previous, 4 minutes of me ranting, that I'm not happy about this. And you shouldn't be either. You should be just as angry as I am. Because now we have to sit through a stressful elimination game with Jordan Montgomery starting. And no offense to Jordan Montgomery, who's a very sweet boy, and I can refer to him as a boy because I could be his mother, but he is, he's the last person I want to see starting an elimination game for the Yankees. And I'm assuming it's going to be an all-hands-on-deck kind of game, so okay, if that happens and the Yankees actually pull out a win tonight, you would have Gerrit Cole starting tomorrow on short rest, and historically he's not very comfortable doing that. So, again, Game 2 is the reason why the Yankees are in this predicament, and it didn't need to be this way. In a moment, I'll have some quotes from players and more thoughts about how this series has gone so far, but first, let's talk about Postmates, because when you're watching a playoff elimination game, you might need red wine at 8 p.m., white wine at 10 p.m., a rosé at 11 p.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m. the next morning. And guess what? You can Postmate it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even need to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with the code LOCKEDON. There were some highlights last night. Giancarlo Stanton hit his 4th home run of the series. That's 4 home runs in 3 games. This will be such a waste of Stanton's talent. I will be so annoyed with the Yankees if they get eliminated while Stanton is hitting this well. This is what everyone wanted to see from him. Last year was lost to injury. He's doing what Yankee fans have wanted him to do since they signed him. You know, some Yankee fans are saying that, oh, he's finally a true Yankee. I don't believe in that nonsense. You're a true Yankee as soon as you sign the dotted line and they put the pinstripes on you. But anyway, this will be such a waste of Stanton's talents if they get eliminated tonight. And I'm going to be so angry that we're not going to see him go throughout the playoffs and see the possibilities of him in an ALCS and him in a World Series while he's healthy. Stanton had some thoughts after the game. Here they are.
Chuck Carlo, just what's the feeling in the clubhouse right now after that loss, knowing that you're just a game, a loss away from elimination?
We know what we need to do. It's going to be a tough battle, but we know there's no other option. So we know what's in front of us, and that's all you can do. I mean, this what's happened has happened, and we know we need to get some wins.
Do you feel like you're back against the wall as a team?
For sure. I mean, it's win now, win or go home. So. It's okay to have that mentality, backs against the wall, but you got to show up. We got to play out.
Aaron Judge, who's been struggling a bit this postseason, had some thoughts after the game.
Aaron, are you surprised how quickly the tide turned in this series?
It's a good team. You know, they won our division. They got a good pitching staff, great offense. It's able to manufacture a lot of runs. Now we knew we were in for a dogfight. They're not going to let up. You know, even us getting that first game under our belt, you know, getting a W, I knew they were going to come out swinging the next couple games. So, now it's time for us to do the same thing, you know, turn around and, we've been in this position before. You know, we've been in a position where we're down, you know, to our final game, and it's just about how we respond. You know, take it one inning at a time, one pitch at a time, and just continue to do our job.
By the way, Judge is 3-for-22 this postseason. He was 1-for-4 last night. Masahiro Tanaka also talked to the media after last night's game. This is what he said.
Yes, there's only frustration there. I thought my stuff was better. It was better compared to my last outing, and I thought that I was well prepared going into this game. So. That makes it even more frustrating. Just very frustrated that I wasn't able to get the results tonight.
Masahiro, did you think you had Adames struck out in the fourth inning?
Four回, あそこアダメス3-2から三振取れたっていうふうに思いました。
まあマウンド上にいた時は思いました。でもチェックしてないんで分かんないですけど、まあそこは。まあ、際どいところだったと思うし、審判の方がボールって言うんだったら多分ボールだったと思うし、それ以外何もないです。
Yes, when I was on the mound, I thought that was a strike. Obviously, it was a borderline pitch, so it probably could have gone both ways, but I did think it was a strike. But at the end of the day, you have to go with what obviously the umpire says. So.
And a last one from Eric Boland.
Masahiro, did it cross your mind that this could have been your last game as a Yankee?
まあ今日の試合がもしかしたらこうヤンキーズの一員としての最後の試合になるかもしれないというような考えっていうのはよぎったりしました。
もう全くなかったです。今もなおないです。
No, not at all, and I still don't.It doesn't cross my mind even right now.
The only problem I have with what Masahiro Tanaka said is that I really wish that Major League umpires were held accountable for how bad they are, because even after Tuesday night's game, former players were bashing C.B. Buckner's horrible strike zone. And nothing will be done. And I get it. They're part of a union. You can't really get rid of these guys. But there has to be a way for them to be held accountable for having crappy strike zones. You can't affect baseball games like this. You just can't. Especially not in the playoffs. It's not right. Someone needs to go through Tuesday night's game, look at C.B. Buckner's strike zone, and say, this guy shouldn't be behind the plate of a playoff game. Ever. Again. The thing that kills me is I was joking about the fact that Angel Hernandez was part of the crew for the Padres-Dodgers series, and guess what? He called a great game last night. I watched from, let's see, the fourth inning on? And there was no problem with his strike zone at all. He actually, for as much as we joke about Angel Hernandez, he's actually good behind the plate. He's not great on the bases. That's his big problem. So I was doubly annoyed last night with the fact that Angel Hernandez called a good game, and the Yankees have been victimized by two umpires in this crew. Oof, I am just ranting and raving today. Okay, that's enough of me yelling. Let's get into the preview of tonight's matchup. I already mentioned it, but Jordan Montgomery is your Game 4 starter for the Yankees. He will make his postseason debut. It's his first outing since September 24th. He faced the Rays back on September 2nd at Yankee Stadium and did not complete the first inning. His counterpart, Ryan Thompson, is also making his first career postseason start, though it will be as an opener. Thompson made one appearance as an opener this season, tossing two scoreless innings against the Yankees way back on August 8th. Ryan Yarbrough is expected to get the bulk of the innings in relief tonight.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I really don't want tomorrow's show to be my last show in which I recap a game. I really don't. I would like for this series to go five. And as much as I've been complaining about how stressful the playoffs are, I would like to have another game to watch. And speaking of stressful, I was happy that I am neither a Dodgers fan nor a Padres fan, because last night's game got really sweaty in the top of the ninth. And as an outsider looking in, that's the kind of game I'd like to watch in the playoffs. You know, when everything is neutral, it's fun to watch games like that in the playoffs. When you're watching your own team, that is the worst kind of game. You feel like you're losing years off your life. So one more time before I go, Jordan Montgomery against the opener, Ryan Thompson. It's another 7 p.m. start on TBS. The Yankees are trying to live another day while the Rays are trying to move on to the ALCS. I'm not going to make a definite prediction, but I'm telling you right now, the feeling I have for tonight is dread. I am dreading tonight's game, and that is not a good feeling. I would like nothing more than to be wrong about this. This is the one time I hope I'm wrong. Mark it down on your calendar. And for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Thursday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.